I'm Laszlo, and I'm pissed off!
And what has me pissed off this week? Well, Live Earth, that's what. Hey, I'm all for getting bands together for a huge concert, and the parts of it that I saw had some great performances, sadly mixed in with a bunch I could do without. But can I really be angry at a show that manages to reunite Spinal Tap? Hell yes. Many critics have already pointed out that the Live Earth concerts are lacking clear-cut, achievable goals. It's true. The slogan, "Answer the Call," that was repeated throughout the show, didn't make any sense. Answer what call? My phone isn't ringing. It's also been pointed out that the show lauds rock stars whose jet-setting, high-consumption lifestyles can often send a different, less environmentally friendly message. Duh. That's a no-brainer. But what really irks me is we're too even bigger idiosyncrasies. First off, there were constant messages of conserve energy and ways to conserve energy. Well, here's one for you guys. When it's in the middle of the afternoon on a sunny day, why the fuck were you using stage lighting that could barely be seen? Talk about a waste of electricity. Shows in all the countries I saw were using massive amounts of stage lighting during the day, which could only really be picked up on close-ups with the cameras. Equally confusing is how Enrique Iglesias can say he's performing to help the environment, but by the end of his short set, he was wearing a black t-shirt that said, get this folks, Indianapolis 500. What the fuck, Enrique? Auto racing is a huge contributor to air pollution and global warming. The Indy 500's own website says, get this folks, quote, that the fuel mileage of an IRL IndyCar series car is less than 2 miles per gallon. A car burns approximately 1.3 gallons of fuel per lap at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. Christ, a Hummer gets better gas mileage than that, and a Hummer is presumably traveling somewhere with a real destination in mind for a purpose other than crossing a finish line. Mind you, I am far from condoning a Hummer. Just putting into context how bad auto racing is for the environment. Shame on you, Enrique. I think we should all boycott buying his music in protest of his stupid little gaffe there. I realize this isn't going to be hard because his music isn't very good. Two more things I'd like to vent about here with Live Earth. Giant Stadium is in New Jersey, not New York. Why is it New Jersey always gets shortchanged? Every time the coverage on the Sundance Channel went back to Giant Stadium, it kept referring to it as New York. This same mistake was made by several performers. Maybe the performers should have learned from Spinal Tap and written the name of the state that they're playing in on the back of their guitars. Sheesh! And the NBC networks that can continue to refer to it as New York should be ashamed of themselves. Maybe I should start referring to NBC as CBS. Hell! Both stations have had fact-checking problems in their news division, and NBC seems not to even know what state they are broadcasting in. The other thing that irked me about Live Earth is that Sundance Channel was supposed to be doing continuous live coverage from 4 a.m. Saturday until 2 a.m. Sunday morning. What I saw throughout the day was a song here, a song there, but a gluttony of short films which were re-aired multiple times throughout the course of the day, and advertisements for the Sundance Channel. For every 5 minutes of music, I was subjected to 5 minutes of ads and short films. Not every song by every artist was even broadcast, as the press release of the televising event had me believing, and several times beginnings and endings of songs were cut off for these breaks. This left what could have been a highly entertaining music festival in a lukewarm series of ads and short films, many of which didn't have any message of how to help the environment and rather just confused me. These things we had to sit through in order to be rewarded with the sweet sounds of music performances. A better job could have been done. A better job should have been done. Ultimately, what did I learn from watching Live Earth? I learned that many of the artists didn't care and just saw it as an opportunity to play to a large audience. The NBC networks didn't care about factually reporting where the locations were or about broadcasting the music that people wanted to hear. And that really, the people who do care about the environment aren't the ones who are parading themselves on stage or TV. They're the ones that are actually out trying to make a difference. There are a lot of little things that can be done to make the world a better place. But Live Earth was more interested in the slogan, quote, answer the call, end quote, than actually giving us little tips between performances. I won't answer the call. I think they're calling collect. I'm Laszlo, and I've been pissed off. Go to SEQL.org/100ways.cfm for 100 ways to save the environment.